Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
This week's Friday Food feature, the best food at Chicago's airports. Amy Cavanaugh, the dining editor for Chicago Magazine, is with us. Amy, you and your colleagues checked out the food that you can get before you fly, and let's go over the list. We'll start with O'Hare and Publican Quality Bread. You like the pub burger there, don't you?
We do. We enjoy the burger at Publican Tavern, and there's also a location of Publican Quality Bread in Terminal 5. You know, if you love the West Loop spot, you're going to really want to swing by both locations that O'Hare offers.
The Chicago Magazine staff also raved about what you can grab and go over there, right?
Yeah, there is a case right out front where you can grab sandwiches. We like the chicken sandwich with bacon, avocado, and blue cheese aioli.
Publican Quality Bread in Terminal 5. Now, my favorite, and you guys liked it too, is Tortoise Frontera. Rick Bayless's place is there in Terminals 1, 3, and 5. We always get the tortilla soup with chicken. And unlike a lot of the places at the airports, the price is fairly reasonable, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And that tortilla soup is a favorite of ours as well. I love in the morning the vegetarian torta, which comes with roasted poblanos, is so good. And then I usually go for the milanesa if I'm there for lunch, which is a crispy chicken.
Yeah, it's pretty varied good menu, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it's definitely one of our go-tos there.
The Mediterranean Cafe, La Tapenade, which is in Terminals 1, 2, and 3, is the spot that you say is good for a healthy breakfast. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they offer a really delicious frittata that comes loaded with veggies, including asparagus, zucchini, and squash. And it was super fast and just a really healthy start if you want something quick and on the go.
So how did you do this? The staff just headed out for the airport and resisted the urge to fly to Florida while they were out there?
Yeah.
You guys taste tested all of this?
Yeah, we all tend to spend a lot of time at the airports, you know, whether it's traveling for work or traveling for fun. You know, you're always kind of seeking out what the next great thing is.
There's a picture in Chicago Magazine of the what you call the real deal Italian sub at Pronto. This really looks good and authentic.
It does, yeah. This is Italian-focused sandwiches on this specific type of Italian flatbread that's like a focaccia. Our writer particularly loves the version that comes with prosciutto, mozzarella, arugula, and truffled pecorino, which I think sounds fabulous. It's at the top of my list for my next time.
Looks fabulous. Pronto sandwiches in Terminal 1. And, of course, people like to have a cocktail before they fly, and you had a glass of bubbly at Bubbles Wine Bar. Fill us in on Bubbles in Terminal 3.
Yeah, Bubbles Wine Bar is, they have a lot of sparkling wines. You know, you can get a quick glass of, you know, some pink champagne while you're waiting for your flight. And there's also a piano nearby, so you might catch someone tickling the ivories while they're waiting.
Oh, anybody can play their piano?
Anyone can swing by.
Yeah, Bubbles Wine Bar. Okay, Terminal 3 for bubbly and possibly some entertainment. In general, it seems like more choices now and better choices at O'Hare. Is that the case, do you think?
I think so. I think that, you know, some new places have been opening, and, you know, I think there's good stuff in every terminal.
Over at Midway, you've got a few places listed that you like. Arami closed in Westtown, but they're open in the Concourse A Food Hall at Midway. What are the highlights on their menu?
Yeah, so they have a sushi bar. So you can sit at the sushi bar, order some rolls. You know, I tend to go veggie rolls before a flight, something pretty light. And, you know, they have rice bowls and things like that. So if you miss a Rami in Westtown, definitely, you know that there's still one at a Midway.
It's Friday Food Talk, just in time for holiday travelers. Chicago Magazine came out with their picks for what to eat at O'Hare and Midway. Amy Cavanaugh and her food writers reviewed O'Hare and Midway, and we talked about O'Hare. Let's talk a little bit more about what's good to eat at Midway. And the good old Billy Goat Tavern is there. Pretty much the same menu as the original, Amy?
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's such a classic great burger that, you know, if you're in the mood for a little bit of a heartier meal, it makes a really ideal stop at Midway.
And that is in the Concourse A Food Hall. Also there, Big Shoulders Coffee, and as you right here, pass by Dunkin' and check out Big Shoulders. Why?
There's always a line at Dunkin', and there's never a line down at Big Shoulders Coffee, which is at the end of Concourse A. It's all the way at the end. You have to go all the way down, but it's worth it because they have really great espresso drinks, cold brew, and I really love the hot cardamom latte in the winter.
Nice. Also in the current issue of Chicago Magazine, the top five Chicago steakhouses. Let's talk about this for a minute. It seems like every month there's a new steakhouse that opens. They all seem to be doing well around here. And on your list, number five is El Che. Haven't heard about this place. Fill us in, Amy.
Yeah, El Che is really fantastic. It's Chef John Mannion's spot in the West Loop, and he pulls in Argentinian influences. So there's a huge live fire grill in the back of the kitchen that you can see from the dining room. And he is just really doing some beautiful things with steak, with grilled seafood, with veggies. I particularly love the lobster tail and the oysters. Really stellar spot.
El Che. And where is that restaurant located, Amy?
That is 845 West Washington Boulevard in the West Loop.
As you reviewed these steak places, did you find that the new places, or did you find that any new places are up there with our old favorites like Gibson's and Chicago Cut?
We did, yeah. You know, as you mentioned, it does seem like there's a new steakhouse coming every month, and it feels like, you know, these newcomers are bringing a new approach, whether it's, you know, international influences or things like that. So we've really enjoyed, you know, the newcomers on the scene as much as, of course, Gibson is always going to have a place in our steak landscape.
Yeah, you've got Gibson's as number four. Still busy, still good, isn't it?
Absolutely. It still hits every note.
Number three on the list. Now, I keep reading about this. Seems to be a lot of word of mouth. Am I saying this right? Asador Bastian?
Yes, that's right. That is a Basque-inspired steakhouse from Doug Saltis, and it is in this beautiful house in River North. There are Basque-style steaks. There is some of, you know, the best mashed potatoes around town. And then, you know, other kind of Spanish touches like tortillas española, and a particularly great dessert menu, too. So very luxe, very glam. Definitely there's a reason people are talking about this.
Mm-hmm. Asador Bastian. Okay, let's get to number two on the list, Bivette's Bar. This place, now they've been around for a little while now, haven't they?
They have, yeah. They've been around at least a decade, maybe, you know, 15 years or so. This is a hog salt establishment, and it remains one of the toughest reservations in town. You really have to plan ahead, or you can try and walk in instead at the bar. But Bivette's is really one of those places that just gets everything right, from the food to the service, the cocktails, and, you know, really is the place that, you know, brings home the fact that, you know, a steakhouse is so much more than just the steak on your plate.
So when you go in there, or when you call and Bivette says no reservations available, could you just say, well, if it was the dining editor for Chicago Magazine, Amy Cavanaugh, would you have a table? And of course they'd say yes. And then you say, well, she's not coming in, so I'll take her table.
Yeah.
maybe that'll work. Number one, and this relative newcomer is certainly getting a lot of talk, Tradita. That's a Let Us Entertain You spot, and it's hot, isn't it?
It is. It is located in the St. Regis, and it is one of the most gorgeous dining rooms we've seen in years. It is a really, really sleek, beautiful place. So it's Tuscan-inspired, so there's a really great pasta program as well as really wonderful steaks that are seared over a wood fire. Really a beautiful night out there. They have a nice bar area too that you can also eat in and walk in. And I've, you know, sometimes dined at the bar. So really special new addition to our steakhouse scene.
Yeah, good food and great ambiance there, Tradita. You can read more about the top five Chicago steakhouses, according to Chicago Magazine's food writers, and also a guide to the best at O'Hare and Midway. Amy Cavanaugh. Thank you, Amy. I hope you have a great holiday season. Happy eating.
Thank you. You too.